So you have an Iron Man sequel script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So you know how everyone loved the first Iron Man movie?
I mean, yeah, that's why we're talking right now.
That's a very good point. Anyway, I asked myself, how can we make people like this movie like 5 times more than that one?
Oh yeah, what'd you come up with?
Well, I figure we could take what should probably be like 5 separate Iron Man movies and cram them all into one.
Are you worried it's gonna feel disjointed and all over the place?
Well, to be honest, at first I was worried, but then I was like, I'm hungry, and I went to get a burrito and completely forgot about it.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So what are all these storylines we're gonna be following?
Well, there's one about the government wanting to get their hands on Tony's technology.
There's another about Tony's competitor, Justin Hammer, trying to replicate his tech.
There's a whole thing where Tony has daddy issues.
There's a thing about him handing the company over to Pepper Potts, and also he's in love with her.
Then there's a bad Russian guy that's trying to kill him, and then there's a whole thing about Tony slowly being killed by his own suit.
That should definitely be more than one movie.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a real cram fest.
And you said Tony's being killed by his suit?
Yeah, he's being poisoned by the arc reactor thing in his chest.
The arc reactor that's powering the magnet, keeping shrapnel out of his heart?
Yeah, so he's gotta figure something out or he's gonna die.
I mean, why doesn't he just swap that out for another non-toxic power source? He literally had that thing running on a car battery in the first movie.
Well, the arc reactor also powers the suit, so I guess he wouldn't be Iron Man without it.
Oh, so the arc reactor has to be inside his chest cavity for the suit to work?
Well, no, because Rhodey is able to put on a suit later, and he doesn't have an arc reactor in his chest cavity.
So it seems like Tony has a pretty easy solution here.
Yeah, well, eventually he is gonna solve it.
Oh, how does he do that?
By synthesizing a new element.
What?
Yeah, it turns out his dad had discovered a new element, and so he hid the plans for it in a diorama so that his son could decipher it in the future.
Seems overly complicated.
Oh yeah, it's super complicated and way over the top.
But he ends up figuring it out?
Yeah, but when he discovers the plans, Jarvis is like, bad news, Tony, this element is impossible to synthesize.
Oh, so what does Tony do?
He immediately does it.
But how?
By being smart and doing it.
Why even mention that it's impossible to do if we're just gonna have him do it immediately?
Because it's dramatic.
If you say so.
I do. So anyway, there's also this bad guy named Whiplash.
Oh, what's his deal?
Well, Tony's dad completely ruined his dad's life, so he wants to kill Tony.
Okay.
So he builds an arc reactor of his own and makes these crazy whip things.
Is he not able to make anything better than whips?
Oh no, he definitely is, but his villain name is Whiplash.
Oh, so he has to make whips at least once in the movie.
Exactly.
Very smart.
Anyway, so he goes to this race in Monaco and just starts chopping up cars with his whips.
What's his plan here?
To kill Tony.
How's he supposed to do that by chopping up race cars?
Well, at the last minute before the race, Tony actually got into one of the cars.
Oh, how did Whiplash know he was gonna do that?
He didn't. It was completely spur of the moment.
So what was his plan to kill Tony if he hadn't gotten into a car randomly?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so then Happy Hogan is gonna have to rush to bring Tony his suit.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so he's gonna have to drive against traffic on the racetrack. But before he leaves, he's like, come on, Pepper, come sit in the back seat.
Why would he bring her on that insanely dangerous mission?
So she can be there.
But
anyway, so then they're gonna ram into Whiplash with their car.
But I'm guessing his armor blocks the damage.
Oh, he doesn't have armor.
What?
Yeah, no, he's like practically bare-chested.
Well, then why didn't any security guards shoot him or something?
I don't know. I guess they were busy with other stuff.
Huh, busy day at the racetrack.
Anyway, so then Happy's gonna ram his car into Whiplash like 4 times.
So Whiplash dies?
No, because when cars ram into people, it doesn't do any damage to the human body.
Oh, learning new stuff about cars is tight. I'm gonna go play in traffic right after this meeting.
Well, I can't recommend that enough. That's gonna be awesome.
Oh yeah, it is.
So anyway, Justin Hammer is gonna hire Whiplash to make some tech, but he's gonna end up making a bunch of drones and an Iron Man suit of his own.
Oh, so there's gonna be a final battle where Tony fights someone who also has a suit?
That's right.
Didn't we do that in the last movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, people did like that movie, so I guess it makes sense to do it again.
My thoughts exactly.
So how does Tony bring him down?
Well, Whiplash opens his helmet mid-fight for no reason, so Tony and Rhodey are able to blast him and do some serious damage.
Wow, super nice of him to expose a huge weak spot in the middle of a fight to the death.
Yeah, it's definitely helpful of him to do that.
Now, I don't quite understand what Whiplash's personality is supposed to be.
Well, he's Russian, and also he has a bird.
That's it?
Pretty much.
I love it.
Great.
Also, I hate to do this, but we kind of have to hype up the Avengers in this movie. Is there something you can shoehorn in there?
Are you asking me to shove another story thread into this movie?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, hell yeah, I can. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll toss Black Widow in there.
What's she gonna do?
She's gonna be there.
That is great.
I can also have Nick Fury show up. Maybe they're assessing if Tony's good for the Avengers.
Well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves here.
Oh, well, at the end, I'll have him be like, you know what? We don't want you on the team, but you could be a consultant.
Oh, wow. So there's not gonna be any payoff to the story thread in this movie. I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a huge tease that's only gonna pay off in a couple of years.
I love the sound of that. We should do something like that in every movie.
movie.
Sounds good to me.
Great.
So you're cool with the script?
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm sure everyone's gonna be really pumped to come back for the sequel.
Oh yeah, why wouldn't they be?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch. If there are other movies you'd like to see pitches for, let me know in the comments section below. And if you like this one, you could give it a like, maybe a comment, share it on Facebook and Twitter, and check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye now.